I guess my theme song isn't there today. This is the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. Sorry about that. Turn off this telephone. And it should be better. And in the studio today, we have the Ghost Sisters. Chastity and Mandy are here. Jennifer is in Cincinnati. She's on the phone. Jennifer, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We can hear you too, so this is working.
I can't hear her on here, though.
You can't hear her?
I hear her.
Okay. Take them off. You can probably still hear. Okay. You can, but just faintly. We're on the air right now, so. But it's live radio. Anything can happen here. So anyhow, the Ghost Sisters have been on, I think, two times in the past. And they've got some pretty exciting news. They've been doing some paranormal investigations locally. Would you like to talk about your latest one, which was, I do believe, last night at a local establishment here in Marion?
Yes, we were at Whitey's Bar, and it's our second time being there, and we had a pretty interesting night. We had a lot of communication going on through our devices. One of our methods that we like to do is called Estes Method, and it's where you put headphones on and you connect the headphones to a device, and you can have yourself blindfolded along with this, so that way you're like blocking off some of your senses, mm-hmm. and you're listening for anything that you receive. And when we do this, I like to write down, you know, whoever's doing this, whatever words they're saying, and it's just another way to get communication from the spirits that we like to do, and a lot of people seem to really like it.
So what all did you... You had a lot of activity at Whitey's?
There was a lot of residual energy. You could tell. It just sounded like a bar fight taking place. During the Estes Method, you could just, by some of the things, Chastity was hearing... What all were you hearing?
I heard a lady screaming. We also got a picture. We think it was, we're not sure what it is, but it looks to us like a picture of a spirit.
But what all did you hear during the Estes Method?
Just a lady screaming and a guy saying, shot. Stuff just, they just kept going on and on.
So it sounded like it was just something that had taken place before, right there at the bar. It was pretty neat.
So you were in the basement?
I did an isolation in the basement.
Okay.
It's pretty dark and creepy and scary.
So an isolation, you go down there by yourself?
Yeah, we left her down there in the dark by herself. We're like, yeah. Have at it, sister.
Like 30 minutes, I think.
I don't know if I'd do that.
Well, she's live, so that makes a little big difference.
You're still alone either way. But yeah, I had a lot of activity going on around me. Mm-hmm. They kept messing with my devices, and I didn't have, the only devices I had going on was the geophone and the REM pod and a flashlight, and they kept communicating with my devices, so.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't have an ink box going because my ink box wouldn't work in the basement. But still, it was really active when I was down there.
It was turning the flashlight off and on.
Yeah, and they were messing with the geophone, and the geophone picks up on like static electricities, magnetic energies that go near this device, and it also picks up on movement. And there's like blue lights and red lights, and I would, you know, every time that it would go off, I would then say, ask the spirits to, you know, if there's a man here, go near that device again and light it up. And it would.
Really?
So I was getting a lot of intelligent responses when I'm like asking all these questions. So it was really interesting.
Sure was.
And they were draining our batteries. We had our batteries full when we got there, and they were drained by the time we got started.
Yeah.
We had to chart.
It was a good night. I mean, we only ended up investigating for maybe 3 hours. So, I mean, just in that little bit of time, We got a lot of stuff, I think. But you got to remember, your night vision cameras can make dust look like orbs. Mm-hmm. So there was one, I had a camera that was stationary down in the basement on a tripod. And we had it running in the other room while I was doing my isolation in the other. And after going back reviewing the camera, you would see a lot of dust if there was dust right there that was going. Mm-hmm. But there was no dust when during the recording, maybe like one or two little dust balls that would shoot by. But there was a really interesting, like, it looks like a white orb. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, you can kind of say it could be the 4K night vision camera making it look like a reflection. But then again, you can say it could be a white orb. So it's kind of up in the air because a lot of people have different beliefs on it.
What made you decide to check out Whitey's?
Well,
we've been hearing that it's haunted there, and I know the owner, and I told him, I said, do you mind if we come and take a look? Check out the place? And he said, sure, come anytime. So,
and the building's really an old place, and
yes,
after talking to the maintenance guy, he was telling us some stories and some of the bartenders, and so we thought, okay. So we ended up going back a second time. We got more this time than we did the first time.
Mm-hmm. And that was only a few weeks ago you were there the first time.
That's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Has it been a while?
It's been
okay.
A few months.
Summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Time flies.
Probably
it
August.
Does.
Okay. So that was a worthwhile venture going to Whitey's and checking that out. What are some other paranormal investigations you've done recently? I know that you've been different places in the country, not just around Marion.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer, you want to fill them in on the Ura Shrine?
Oh, yeah. We go to the shrine a lot. We were supposed to go this weekend, but that was canceled due to weather. Mm-hmm. The shrine is a Shinto shrine, very unique place. There's a lot of activity down there. There's open portals down there that stay open continuously. There's a portal table that's open for any good or bad to come through at any given time. There's a lot of haunted dolls down there in the doll room. They're very unique. There's a lot of energy in there when you do enter that room. And there's also a cave that was created inside the property, and that was handmade by the actual caretaker of the property. So and there's a what they call a bamboo forest, but there's another, what do they call the other name, Mandy? The
shrine room?
The forest. They call it another name, too.
Tingu Forest.
Yes. And that's unique, too. He's done a lot of new things out there, but right now the birds are down there, which they come in around 5 o'clock every evening and stay until morning, until daylight comes, and there's thousands of them down there throughout this time of the winter. So yeah. It's a different type of place. The energy is extremely different. You have ancient energy down there as well. I mean, you know, things that probably were never human, mm-hmm, are very well there as well. So it's different type of spirits. There's just not, you know, just not regular human spirits down there.
Yeah, there's not just yesterday's spirits. It's a whole new place. A lot of different things going on.
Well, why don't you tell us about some more of the places that you've been? I know you've been to this place you were just talking about several times, mm-hmm, haven't you? I mean, at least a half a dozen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what are some others that you've investigated? There was a hotel maybe it was early last year.
Oh, the Rhodes Hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Jennifer wasn't with us at the time. She wasn't on the team yet. Again, she's our newest member. She's been with us for about 5 months. Mm-hmm. But at that time when we went, I found this location in Indiana. So I ended up booking it, and us girls went, and it was a good night. It used to be a brothel, I believe. Yeah, a brothel at one time. And it was very active. We ended up capturing, well, it's kind of up in the air. We kind of had a lot of differences on what we actually captured, and I believe it is an apparition that we caught, but it's just kind of been up in the air, mm-hmm, you know. But I've always believed that it was, and then it was very strange because I'd be like, is that really? And then you just kind of, oh, and you just try to doubt it, but it was like, there's no way. It looked like a headless apparition walking through the room, didn't it? So that was a good investigation that night.
What about some others you've been to?
Waverly.
The hospital we just went to.
We went to the hospital in Tennessee.
Okay.
Jennifer, do you remember what that hospital's called?
I haven't been at that one yet.
South Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Hospital.
In Tennessee, it was very active. We got a lot of good stuff there, too. My daughter and I went to Brushy Mountain Prison. When it was active and running, it was like, I think, number two or number three. Most scariest place that you did not want to be incarcerated.
Oh, really?
Yes. And that was a really good night. We got a lot of good stuff.
You've been to the reformatory in Mansfield.
Yes. Chastity and I, when we first began doing paranormal investigations, was in 2016. And I didn't create my page until 2017, but Chastity and I captured some really good evidence. I had a GoPro on. It was our first investigation ever, and we were in solitary. And little did we know that that day was going to land us on, you know, the paranormal caught on camera. We didn't know, but yeah. So with that amazing video, we are going to be on paranormal caught on camera, so we are looking forward to that.
And let's see, you were talking about something about a guard.
The guard
that you
Frank.
Saw.
Yes, he was stabbed in the solitary area, and so we captured him because he's been seen down in solitary a lot. Mm-hmm. We captured him walking back and forth. And you can tell it's a guard by how he's walking, because I work in corrections, and that's mm-hmm. how we walk, you know. And then you can actually see a shadow figure standing in the hallway. So there was two things going on. But we were new at the time to, you know, paranormal investigating, so we didn't even realize, you know, we realized what we had, but we didn't see the second shadow figure until later on when we were showing the video, someone was looking at the shadow figure instead of seeing the guard walking. So it's a pretty interesting video.
So that got you some national attention, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
Are they on the Discovery?
Travel Channel.
What was it?
Travel Channel.
Travel Channel, okay. And you're going to be on Outlaw Paranormal, or you have been?
Jennifer.
We're actually going down to the Shrine on January 30th with Outlaw Paranormal and with the Moonshiners from the Discovery Channel.
Oh, okay.
The Outlaw, we're mainly there most of the time. Outlaw Paranormal's been there a couple of times, and we're going to meet with them and do an investigation with them along with the Moonshiners. So that should be interesting.
I'm sure it will be.
Moonshiners will be going live on their page. We will be going live on Ghost Sisters, and then Outlaw Paranormal will be going live, so you're going to have, it's going to be pretty big.
And I think you can find all the investigations you've done so far, most of them anyhow, on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, most of our stuff's on Facebook.
Okay.
We also have YouTube and TikTok.
Oh, okay. So. You're all over the place. You're all over the place.
We have another investigation coming up Friday. I forget, what's the funeral home called there in Felicity, Ohio?
It's called Broadwell Funeral Home.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jennifer knows a little bit more of the history on that place. It's a new location.
Okay. What can you tell us, Jennifer?
It was actually a funeral home back in 1910. It was, as far as we can see, was built around 1909, became a funeral home 1910. Up until the 1940s, it's been remodeled. They're working on remodeling it right now, the owner is, and he was planning on moving into that location until they realized how many spirits were actually in that location. They have now decided not to live in it. There's a lot of dark energy in there. Of course, you would expect that for a funeral home. There are children spirits that are trapped in there, and this main main spirit continuously says that he is keeping their souls at this funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There is an undertaker named Carl that does not like women.
Okay.
He's very mean to women when women come in. There's several undertakers that used to previously work there there's evidence of them still being there. A lot of activity. There's hundreds of spirits in that location.
Mm-hmm. Chastity hasn't been there yet, but I've been there. Jennifer and I've been there, but Chastity and the other girls haven't been there yet.
I've been there 3 times. This Friday will be my 4th time.
I actually did an isolation down in the morgue in the basement.
I don't know if I could do that.
But also, after, let's see, January 29th, we're going back to the Marion Sheriff's Office, too.
Okay, the old Sheriff's mm-hmm. Office out on the...
Oh, yeah, we've investigated that once before already.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then January 30th, we have to wake up early and then head to Tennessee to be with the Moonshiners. So we're going to be busy this month.
You are
going
to be busy, aren't you?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
quite a bit going on. Jennifer?
Yes.
I know you're the newest member of the sisters. How did you get interested in paranormal activity?
Well, I actually have some friends that are similar with Mandy and Chastity, and that's how I actually knew them. I met them at Westwood School. We were up there doing an event for an investigation, an actual event, and that's where we actually met. We actually met at an investigation, at an event investigation. But I've had situations through my whole life that have occurred with me personally. So it's nothing new to me to have spirits come around me. I mean, even at times at my house, I will clean the window of my back door, and the next day there's fingerprints on my back door, or I hear knocks at my back door at 4 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, no one's there.
Mm-hmm.
So different things have happened throughout my life. I've brought spirits home with me a couple weeks ago. A woman and a child, and I had five in my house that were actually previous owners of my house. It's a 1937 house, but it's been around me since I was about 12, 13 years old. I'm very sensitive to them. When they come around me, I get this, when they come into the room, it's like a convulsion feeling, and then when they're very close to me, it feels like someone is stabbing me with thousands of needles, and that's part of my nervous system the next day, because my body kind of hurts, because your nervous system's kicking up so fast and hard when that happens. But I'm very sensitive to them, so I know exactly when they're right on top of me, because that's what happens to me. And it just goes throughout my entire body, where it just feels like someone's stabbing me with thousands of needles.
Jennifer brings a lot to our team, too, with her ability, you know, she, psychometry, she's able to, you know, feel an object and, you know, feel the energy from it and what, you know, who owned it and what happened to that person. So she brings a lot to the Ghost Sisters, and we're happy to have her. We're lucky.
I'm sure you are. With that kind of ability, have you ever helped in any police investigations?
Me, myself?
Yes.
This is actually something new to me. I was told from a psychic medium, she said, why do you always pull away from items? Why do you always pull your hands away and not want to touch an item? And I never really thought about that before. And I guess throughout my life, I've pulled myself away from items constantly and did not know it. This is something that I've been working on that's new to me that I did not realize was an ability. Mm-hmm. But I went to my daughter's house, and she found a rosary. And when I held that rosary, I couldn't let it go, and it made me cry. And I could visually tell you exactly what the woman looked like that owned that rosary. I could tell you that she was sad because it wasn't buried with her. So I actually brought the rosary home, and I'm going to try to locate who it belongs to, and I'm going to try to bury that on her grave, because she owned the house previously before my grandma. But I went to Planet 14 with mm-hmm. Chastity and Mandy up in Galleon, Ohio, and had there was a wheelchair there, and I was able to tell that the woman passed away at 78 years old. I could tell you exactly what she looked like and so forth. And it ended up being the owner's grandmother that I was talking about, and she did die at 78 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's just I have to touch it to be able to feel it, to be able to get the energy off of it. I can't just feel it without actually physically touching it.
Okay. Chastity, and we might talk about this when you were on before, but how did you get interested in paranormal activity?
She talked me into going to Mansfield Prison.
She being Mandy?
Yes, Mandy.
Yes, on the radio, they can't see your point.
My sister, Mandy.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to go investigate at the prison. Will you come with me? I'm like, I guess. You know, I never thought nothing of it. Who would ever thought we'd be doing this in this day and age?
Right. I mean,
back then people frowned upon this stuff. And now it's so popular, it's like everybody's doing it. It's crazy. But anyway, she asked me to go, and we went, and the next minute, you know, she's calling me up. I want to start a team, and you're on it.
Oh, really? how you got into it. Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'll try it. Well, I just go with it. So it's just been going on since then. It's been an interesting journey, that's for sure.
And Mandy, you started this whole thing. How did you get interested in it?
Well, I've always had experiences since I was young, and it seems like when I was a teenager, all the way, I'd say probably from the time, it really got really active for me from the time I was 18 all the way till now. But everywhere I've ever lived growing up, I had stuff going on in my place. And I'd always call up my sister, my mom and them, and tell them what's going on. And mm-hmm. I always had something going on. And they'd always say, Mandy, you always got something following you. Something's going on. But I didn't know what to think. I didn't know why I was experiencing, you know, everywhere I lived. And I've always been drawn to the paranormal and very interested in it, but I honestly didn't think we would be doing this. I felt like it was weird. It was almost like it was my time, you know, to do something different. I was on the right path. Mm-hmm. And doing mediumship and doing this, it's like, wow, it all just come together. And I just keep going with it and pushing us girls, and, you know, we're getting out there. We've actually come so far since, July? Oh, since July, it just seems like everything. We've met some really interesting people, to having Jennifer join the team, and we've just went boom. It's like everything's just coming out of nowhere. And it was before, but since July, it just picked up way more.
Yeah, the other two girls that was on our team was no longer on our team. They went with their men and started their own team. So now we got Jennifer, which it all works out. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Works out good, yeah.
And the other girls are doing good. They have, you know, their team, and they're doing podcasting and stuff. So
really?
They're all happy, and we're all happy with what we're doing. So
it all worked out. That's just
everything's meant to be. I believe everything happens for a reason, and everything is just going with the flow, and there's just so much happening for 2021 for us, and there's more to come, and we ain't gonna give too much away, because there's more stuff we've been doing.
We seem to connect real well with Jenny. She seems to fit right in with us, and it's just nice to, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Candy. Candy's not here.
Candy and my sister Bobby Jo, they're just, I'm gonna call them guys, like, they're like seasonal sisters.
Okay.
They're a little here, a little there. They just, they're not full-time. They just kind of help us out whenever, you know. Like Candy came with us to Whitey's Bar. You know, her daughters are in sports, so she puts that first.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah, so, I mean, so if we have an investigation that she can go, then she wants to go, you know. Mm-hmm. And my sister, Bobby Jo, she works third shift, so it's hard for her. You know, she has every other weekend off, so her situation is a little different, you know, with her and her fiance. They, you know, I believe he's in law enforcement, right? Yeah. So they work different shifts, so she tries to work with being able to spend time with him as to being able to go and try to hang out with us. But we do a lot. We try to involve our guys. Mm-hmm. And actually this weekend was supposed to be us girls with our men. Mm-hmm. And it got canceled because of all the snow that they were getting in Tennessee. Okay. So, you know, everything happens for a reason, so we weren't our time to go there yet.
Now, I know there's some apps that people can use and use their phone to do paranormal activity. Are you familiar with any of those? Or?
You got an app, Chastity, that you like.
Yeah, I like the one app. The thing is called Ghost Detector. I haven't used it in a while.
Yeah, she hasn't used it in a while.
Yeah, it's called Ghost Detector. Toast detector. I can't
Ghost
say.
Detector.
Ghost detector.
Yes.
And we also have a spray app that we use.
There's an app that picks up on when we do our spray. You've heard us talk about the spray.
Mm-hmm. You know, I forgot about this one. I didn't use it Saturday. We'd use a microphone, nacophonic. I can't mm-hmm. say that word. I have a speech problem. I'm just kidding. App. I love that. That's really good. We haven't used that in a while. I forgot I even had that. We've been using the thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
we have this app that we use when we do the spray. And it records while we're doing the spray. It's like an infrared, and it picks up the lighting. It's really neat. And it records everything, and you're able to go back and slowly go through the recording, and you get different things, images, you know. But you have to be careful because pareidolia is very common, you know, when you can look at something in your eyes, you know, we're meant to see faces, you know, mm-hmm. you're meant to. So that's why when we do the spray, we have to be very careful that when we're going back to the recording, that our eyes are not playing tricks on us and what we're actually seeing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to post anything unless I really feel like, oh gosh, this is not pareidolia, because look at this, you can just see it, it's so clear. And like we did take some pictures at the bar in the basement, mm-hmm. and I posted some pictures on our site, and I kind of left it up in the air for the viewers, you know, asking them, what do you see? I didn't claim that there was something.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to do, because mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, say, yeah.
So you're not putting an idea into their head.
Yes.
They see it themselves.
That
makes sense.
So.
Yeah, we got a couple pictures. One from last time. We got a really good one last time we was there.
It's all about, I mean, a lot of people don't believe, but, you know, and this is a field that is hard for people to really believe. But until you've had experiences, you know, it's hard for those who are skeptic to actually, you know, believe in all this stuff. Mm-hmm. As for me, and Chastity's had experiences, and Jennifer, I know it's real. There is things out there that you can't explain.
I agree. Jennifer, have you done any investigations before you joined the Ghost Sisters?
Yes, just with Creepy Cincinnati Paraforensics and SOP. I was going to a lot of events and doing investigations with them, and that's how I met them.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, no. It was just personal situations that have occurred in my life, but I enjoy it. I love it. I've always loved it since I was a kid. I just didn't quite understand it when I was younger. I definitely understand a lot more investigating versus just trying to figure it out on my own. There's a lot out there.
Yeah.
It's real. A lot of people don't want to admit it, and I definitely understand that. And a lot of people don't want to acknowledge it, but it's definitely there.
This might be kind of a crazy question, but do you think, between the three of you, do you think that women are more sensitive to paranormal activity than men? Sometimes I kind of wonder if maybe women are. I might be wrong.
We better be careful on answering.
That's kind of a trick question, really.
You don't think
if you
so?
Think about it, it's kind of, I would say even. I don't think.
Okay.
Because some men are very sensitive. Some men are very sensitive. I mean, there's a lot of men out there that's really, really sensitive. So that's really hard to say.
So different individuals, whether you're a man or a woman, some are more sensitive than others to paranormal activities, what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, yes. Okay. That answers that question. I've been wondering about that. I kind of thought maybe women were more sensitive to that, but
you
not necessarily.
Think.
Well, I think it depends on the time of the month, maybe for some women.
Okay.
They might be more sensitive.
could be. Oh boy, what else can we talk about? We got about 17 minutes to go here.
Well, I can tell you we have an investigation What's that one place we're trying to get into in February, Jennifer?
Oh, Buckeye Charm.
Yeah, Buckeye Charm. Now, she knows more about it. I'm trying to think. What it's like a building with different items in it?
Yes. Years ago, it used to be a church, and it's been now turned into an antique-type shop where they sell a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Spirits there, I've been told, are a nicer type of spirit. They haven't located any dark energy at that location yet.
Where's that located?
Not many. I'm sorry.
Where is it located, Jennifer?
That's in Waynesville, Ohio.
Waynesville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And March, we're going to Tennessee to Scarefest, I believe we were invited.
Like the Scream Fest,
Scream Fest, mm-hmm. Yes. So we're going to go set up a table there and have some shirts made and coffee cups and stuff and, you know, sell some of our stuff. And they want us to be speakers for them.
Oh, wow.
So good. we're gonna be speaking.
Good.
I will be taking the witch's box. The caretaker has allowed me to be able to take his unique item he has at the shrine. And it's called a witch's box. And it's very... very special box.
Okay. You've talked about that, I think, last time you were on, but mm-hmm. would you explain what that is?
Well, there's different things on what this could be. I believe they believe it might be, it was made by a white witch, and it was for protection. I think so. Jennifer might know a little bit more of the history on it than me.
Yeah, but there was actually a grandmother that owned it down in Tennessee. Area is what we found out. I just found out a couple days ago, and it was given to her granddaughter. So her granddaughter had it for a period of time after her. It's kind of used. You know, a lot hidden in there, secrets for that particular witch. This is very unique though because of the way it's designed and. We're trying to find out some more history on this, some more information on this, so we can better understand how it was exactly used.
Okay. So you're not really sure what it's used for?
I think the closest thing we've gotten was protection box.
Okay.
It was for protection, but we're not even for sure. You'd have to see the designs on it. It's pretty, it comes apart. It's just... You open it up, and it's just like a puzzle piece, and you got all these different things. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Hmm. If somebody has a building, you know, that maybe they'd want to have investigated, you know, do they just get a hold of you online? What's the best way to contact you?
Most people just contact us on Ghost Sisters on Facebook.
Okay.
Send us a message letting us know what's going
sense.
On. Because, if anyone out there has anything going on in their home, any residential homes needing, you know, help with the paranormal. But we want the more cases of someone being afraid to be in their home and, you know, not just, oh, I think I have, you know, spirits in my house. I've had this going on. Mm-hmm. But they're not afraid.
Right.
We want the more serious case. So if someone out there has anything that's really scaring them in the paranormal at your home, let us know. Or at a building that you might own,
mm-hmm.
Or restaurants, you know, contact us. We will, you know, come and check it out, and we'll see what's going on.
Are there any possibilities down there around Cincinnati where you are, Jennifer, that might be good paranormal investigative spots?
Well, we are going to the funeral home this coming Friday, which is only 20 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just on the outside of Cincinnati. I'm actually by the Eastgate, Batavia area.
Mm-hmm.
This location is in Felicity, so it's about 20 minutes from my house. You know, most of the things that we do is usually out of state, it seems like. Like on April 10th, we're going to Sweet Springs Sanitarium in West Virginia. Most of the bigger locations are really not around Cincinnati, but you do have Bobby Mackey's bar over there in Kentucky that a lot of people go to, which is real close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are usually out of state, or like you have Middle Point, Westwood Pools, which are up in Westwood is in Rudolph, Ohio.
Middle Point.
But in this particular area, you have Higginsport School that they used to do. Right now, it's kind of in a situation between family members because a family member passed away. You were able to go up there. That's supposed to be one of the most haunted areas recently is Higginsport School.
Oh, speaking of schools, Friday or Saturday night, I was approached by someone that used to be on our team, and he used to be our researcher, and he still helps us out. His friend approached me and mentioned that he wants us girls to come and investigate out here on 309 if you're going towards Galleon.
Mm-hmm.
He said he has been remodeling and he's living there now. It's an old school building.
Oh.
And he said he's had a lot of activity going on and he's wanting us girls to go there. But he said it's going to be probably maybe a month or so because he wants to make sure there's nothing that can, you know, we can't trip on anything, or he wants to make sure everything's secure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been investigating some schools here. It seems like a lot of schools, huh?
They're very active. I mean, I think Westwood is more active. Well, Middle Point's becoming as active as Westwood. I think there's a darker energy in Westwood versus Middle Point. There are some in there as well, but I just think that Westwood has a different type of energy in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's surprising that we have actually been able to investigate and pick up principals, board members that were actual board members for the school. And
mm-hmm.
I think it just seems like they pass away and their life was at that location mainly, you know, your job. You spend a lot of time at your job and they just go back to the location that they used to work at, because there's a lot of them that we picked up in there that there was, and some of those have been, you know, nuns lived there previously at the Middle Point. The nuns used to be in there before it was actually Middle Point School. So there's nuns, there's priests in that school as well. It's kind of amazing what you pick up in these schools. There's just different.
And
a lot of them go back to 1800 spirits.
Don't forget, we also investigated the old Cadillac Club not too long ago.
Where's that?
Oh, yeah. At the mall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was interesting. We went there like actually a couple times too.
Did you find anything interesting there, or?
It was very interesting.
You gotta keep in mind that when you go to new locations that's never been investigated, some of the spirits they don't know what we're doing.
Okay.
They don't know how to use the devices, and you have to usually go a couple times. But every now and then you'll get spirits that do understand what you're doing, and you'll get some really good communication.
Hmm.
We've actually gotten...
We got some good stuff there.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. The ink box. Did we have the ink box then when we went?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we have some really cool devices now that we... New stuff that we got, and it's just been... We've been getting a lot of stuff, so...
Now, one of you, and I think you call it spirit writing. I think one of you is a spirit writer.
Oh, yeah. I do spiritual writing.
Yeah.
Spirit writer.
Explain what that is again. I
like
know you've
that.
Talked
spirit
about it before.
Writer.
And tell us some of the situations that you've had with spirit writing.
Speaking of, Jennifer was talking about Middle Point School. That was one of my very scary, probably the scariest writing that I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
So... At the time, we had this Jacob's ladder that was running in the room next to the library where I did my writing. And the Jacob's ladder is this device that sets up all this electricity in the air,
mm-hmm.
which we, you know, from the spirits are drawn to the electricity. They use it. So we left this device running in this room called the Creepy Crawler Room. We left it for like an hour or so running, and then they finally went and shut it off. And then I'm like, okay, so I'm ready to go do my writing into this room that was next to it. It was a library, and it wasn't that big, but it had books and everything. You know, it was just right next to that room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing my writing. I had a spirit coming through, a child. She was telling me to stop. And I'm like, you want me to stop? I'm like, why? Well, little did I know, she was trying to warn me because I kept going, and I was picking up on, I think it was a principal that had a stroke, and he came through, and I actually started to take on feeling what he was feeling at that time.
Really?
My side of my face started going numb.
Uh-huh.
My hands were going numb. Yeah, and I couldn't hardly breathe. And I was like, and this is all on video. We were live. So it was like 10 minutes of this, and I was struggling to do the writing. But it was really good because all the stuff I got, I ended up getting that there was children that were in a fire. So, yeah, they had to get me out of school when after I did that writing. I got downstairs, and I got real emotional, and they're like, get her out. Get her out of here. It took about 10 minutes to get all the energies off of me, and
wow.
It was affecting me really bad. So Middle Point School, it's definitely active, very.
Yeah.
So you've talked before about some of the situations where where spirits have written things through you.
Yes, when I'm doing, I guess I should tell you how I do that. When I'm doing spiritual writing, I'm connecting with the energy, the lower energies around.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I'm connecting with them, and I'm able to, kind of hard to explain, but it's kind of like if you were to use a Ouija board and the Ouija board's moving you all over the place,
mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing to me. They're using my energy,
okay.
So they're connecting to me, so I'm able to write words. And I usually know what I'm going to write before I write it because I just know. And so, I mean, it's pretty neat how it all works. You know, and we'll go out there and we'll try to compare some of the stuff, maybe a name or something I got, you know, will come through and I'll be like, oh, I got that in the writing. So it's just another technique that we do, that I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually looking forward to Jennifer doing... doing psychometry more too. So we're working on her hopefully doing that more when we're out there, and why I do my writing. Just different things to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
Keep things interesting and get more evidence.
We like to change it up, try
sure.
New things all the time. Because sometimes you'll get real good evidence off of one equipment and sometimes you won't, and then you'll get it off another equipment. It just varies. So we just try each one and see which one's working better.
Any other adventures you want to tell us about?
What else is going on? We got a lot going on. It's hard to remember everything.
Oh, we had a lot going on.
Yeah, we're just kind of in the process right now, just trying to figure out what to schedule, what location we're going to. You know, how much money is it going to cost, and how many people are going to come, and so forth, because it's not a cheap situation. I mean, some of these locations can go anywhere from $200 to $1,800 just for a night.
Wow.
We also come across another location that I think is in Indiana. It's a jail. And what I say, they only charge, what, $8 to investigate? Remember that, Jennifer? I was talking about that with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They don't like to make people pay more. They don't believe in it, really. I couldn't believe it was so cheap for five or six of us to go investigate private all night long, and it's like $8 a piece. That is cheap, and
that
it's huge.
Cheap. Most people want to charge an arm and a leg.
So in March, they want us to contact them. So we're actually trying to get into some places that Destination Fear have been to that we see on TV. We're like, wow, we got to get in there. But a lot of these places aren't opening up till March.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of have to wait and, you know, before we can get in anywhere.
Has COVID had any effect on your investigations so far?
No.
No, okay.
No, we've never been denied not going.
When we go places, it's normally not a whole bunch of people there. It's just
right,
us.
You can social distance, so you're
yeah.
good. You're good. You're good. Let's see. We talked about any other skills that the rest of you have that Jennifer has, the one where she can touch things and, you know, get a sense of spirits. You have the spirit writing. Any others amongst you?
Sometimes I can feel something around me, but, you know, I just, every now and then, it's just, I'm learning how to work with that, understand how that works. Starting to meditate and stuff and trying to tune in a little better, but I can usually tell, I can sense things and feel people. I can tell people when, I can read people pretty good and sense things around me pretty much sometimes. It just varies what kind of mood I'm in, I guess.
So do you know when you're going to be on Moonshiners? Is that the name of the show on Discovery Channel?
Yes, Moonshiners.
Do you have any idea when that's going to be?
Yes, that will be January 30th at the Ura Shrine in Bristol, Tennessee.
Okay, so that will air then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It won't be on the Discovery Channel, but there'll be five of them investigating with us. We have Mama Moonshine and Raven. Ewok,
Mike.
Mm-hmm. There'll be five of them that are on that show who's going to be with us investigating.
Okay, cool.
They're calling it Shine on the Shrine or something like that.
Shine at the Shrine, yeah.
Yes, so it's going to be really interesting.
That might be interesting to watch, yes. You probably don't encourage spectators to come along and watch, do you? Or
no, but we do a lot of para-unity, and every now and then we'll run a contest and let people get a chance to win a shirt and to go with us on these investigations.
Okay. Well, Chasty and Mandy and Jennifer, who we have on the phone, we're glad you could all be here with us. And Ghost Sisters is alive and well. And sounds like you got a lot of interesting things coming up here in the near future. So, again, thank you for being here. And thank you for listening to The Mike Wilson Show on WWGH.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're
in tune
to
WWGH.
Hey,
and we have a lot for you today, including...
You all sound really good. Thank you. I'm going to hang up now.
It was going to come again to WWGH. Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy Delivery.
Yay. Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope so. The Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh,
that's
you want to hear it now?